Yeah. Explosive weapons in populated areas do harm civilians. They endanger their lives, but also violate other fundamental human rights of those living in those areas. We also believe that the goal of this declaration should be to end the use of explosive weapons in populated areas as the single greatest impact to protecting civilians and reducing civilian harm. In this collaborative effort to strengthen the protection of civilians, we echo the calls from delegations and civil society to name and change behaviour that is causing humanitarian harm. This declaration has the chance to set the standards and commitments to do so. In this light, we would also caution against narrowing the scope to indiscriminate use or illegal use of explosive weapons, which would undermine the value of this declaration and its effective implementation to avoid humanitarian harm, protect civilians, civilian objects, and all human rights. This is synonymous to the worrying tendency to narrowing scope on illegal, illicit, or diverted weapons. All weapons have an impact on human rights. As such, Section 3.3 should set forth a strong standard to enact such behavioural change, to include a broad range of actors and commitments for states to take policies and practices that avoid or refrain from the use of explosive weapons and prevent direct and indirect reverberating effects. To strengthen this declaration in fulfilling its aim, an addition of the existing mechanisms and entities, such as the Armed Trade Treaty, in the preambular section would provide practical ground for the commitments in the operative sections. This is not to be overly prescriptive, but to ensure what steps in existing mechanisms may be taken to reduce harm to civilians and civilian objects and to avoid or refrain from the use of explosive weapons. Finally, we welcome delegations and civil society who recognise the complementarity and mutually reinforcing nature of international human rights law and international humanitarian law in this endeavour, including additions that states continue to have obligations to respect, protect and fulfil human rights in armed conflict and must exercise human rights due diligence related to the use of explosive weapons and must assess the human rights impacts of such. We would like to end with a sincere recognition and thanks for the collaborative spirit in which this process has been undertaken and welcome future opportunities to continue supporting member states to implement and go beyond their legal commitment to the protection and promotion of human rights for all. Thank you.